ओम नमश्चंडिकायै। नाउ वी आर सीइंग लॉर्ड ब्रह्मास ग्लोरिफिकेशन ऑफ देवी एंड देवी इज माया शक्ति हु इज इन द फॉर्म ऑफ द स्लीप ऑफ लॉर्ड विष्णु एंड व्हाई ब्रह्मा इज इनवोकिंग देवी'स ग्रेस बिकॉज देवी'स ग्रेस हैज टू वर्क in order for Vishnu to wake up. Vishnu has to wake up, only then Brahma can be protected. So Brahma's protection is dependent on waking up of Vishnu. The waking up of Vishnu is dependent of Devi's grace, who alone is in the very sleep, unless she is disturbed. So disturbing Devi, disturbance of Devi is Vishnu's waking up. And therefore, to disturb her in order to wake up Vishnu, and he saw Madhu and Kaitaba standing to kill him. They were trying to kill him, and Vishnu was fast asleep. So Brahma is waking, and to disturb her, he has to invoke her grace. So he is praising Devi. Visrishtau srishti rupatvam. We came up to Mahavidya Mahamaya, I think. Okay, first name is in 7th. Mahavidya, I explained that. Mahamaya, I explained. Mahamedha, I explained. Mahasmritihi, I explained. Mahamoha. Every word is a noun. Every word is a noun which is Devi's nature. Then Mahamoha. Mahamoha means Mahan Mohaha Ya. She who herself is in the form of delusion, great delusion. So Maha Moha means the delusion in the form of ignorance of what is real and what is not real. Satyam Mithya Avivekaha is called Mahan Mohaha. Satyam Mithya Avivekaha. What is the lack of discriminative knowledge of what is satyam, what is mithya, is called mahan mohaha, great delusion. And that great delusion itself is what? A phenomenon, and which is none other than Devi. Therefore, Devi is called maha moha. Devi does not have moha. Devi is in the form of great delusion of ordinary delusion we have, whether it is cotton or synthetic, that's ordinary delusion. But here, great, what is absolutely real, what is not real, that delusion is called Mahan Mohaha. And Devi, who is the name of Mahan Mohaha, is called Maha Moha. Ya Mahan Mohaha, Sa Maha Moha. And he's telling Dev Bhavati, Bhavati, you, O Devi, you are Mahadevi, Mahati Devi Mahadevi. Devaha, masculine gender word, Devi, feminine gender word, and Devi is derived from the root div, divyati. Therefore, she who is effulgent is called Mahadevi. And then Mahasuri. Maha Asuri means what? She who is Mahati Asuri Shaktihi. She who alone is in the form of great demonic power. Oh, I finished this also yesterday. Oh, I finished all this. Prakritistam cha sarvasya gunatrayavi. Oh, I finished all that. Sorry. We'll move to next one. Next now, he is invoking Devi. Okay. So you're not saying, I'm just saying you are keeping quiet. You must say, I finished all that.
You have done the other one as well.
For me, yeah, I did say something.
It's okay.
You have done the other one as well.
Okay, now. Tvam Shris, Tvam Ishwari, Tvam Hris, Tvam Buddhar Bodha Lakshana, Tvam Shris, Twamishwari, Twam Hris, Twam Buddhar Bodha Lakshana. Lajja Pushtistatha Tushtistvam Shantihi Kshantirevacha. I'm repeating. Tvam Shri Stvamishwari Tvam Hri Stvam Buddhir Bodha Lakshana. Lajja Pushtistatha Tushtistvam Shantihi Kshantirevacha. Tvam, Tvam, Tvam. You are this, you are that, like that. He's telling. Tvam Shrihi. Tvam Shrihi means you are the Lakshmi. You are the goddess of wealth. It means you are, you alone are in the form of, you alone are in the form of Shrihi, gross manifestation. Tvam Shrihi, you are Lakshmi. Then, Tvam Hri, Tvam Shri, Tvam Ishwari. Now, Tvam Ishwari. Ishwari means you are Parvati, the power of Lord Shiva. You are the power of the reality, Parvati, inseparable power of the auspicious reality, Parvati Devi, Shiva, Shiva's wife. You are Shrihi, you are Vishnu's wife. You are Shiva's wife, so you are Parvati. Then, Hrihi. The word Hrihi means a noun. Hrihi means lajja. Lajja means vetkam, modesty also. But here Hrihi, Hri should be taken as a mantra. You are Hrihi. You are a mantra Hrihi. Then, Bodha Lakshana Buddhihi. Bodha Lakshana Buddhihi. Bodha Lakshana Buddhihi. See, Bodha, Bodha means knowledge. Bodha means knowledge. Buddhihi means intellect. So, Lakshana means in the form of. So, Bodha Lakshana Buddhihi means you are the intellect in the form of definite knowledge. You are the intellect in the form of definite knowledge. The word Shrihi also should be taken as what? Shrihi stands for perceptible universe or perceptible splendor, light. Which means it's a metaphorical light of understanding. So Shrihi can mean light, luster, radiance, splendor, glory, beauty, grace, loveliness, prosperity, good fortune, wealth, majesty. So what are the beneficial, positive qualities that Shri engenders? They're all personified as Goddess Lakshmi. Okay, next. You can see, Bodha Lakshana. Then Lajja. Lajja means shyness. Then pushtihi, pushtihi, health. Okay, the word pushtihi. Always translated in an abstracted sense as contentment. Pushtihi translated as an abstracted sense as contentment. And it is related to what? Nourishment, prosperity, well-being. Okay, pushtihi. So pushtihi, so tushtihi. Tushtihi is contentment. Pushtihi, health. Tushtihi, contentment. Pushtihi, health. Tushtihi, contentment. Then tvam shantihi. Shantihi, peace, tranquility. Then kshantihi. All these are feminine nouns. You can see pushtihi, tushtihi, shantihi, kshantihi, shrihi, buddhihi, na ishri. All these are feminine gender words, feminine nouns. Shantihi, peace. And kshantihi, tolerance, forbearance. Okay. So you are health, you are contentment, you are tranquility, you are forbearance, tolerance. And you are shrihi, you are shyness. See, all these different aspects are all Devi. Next. Khadgini, Shulini, Ghora, Gadini, Chakrini, Tatha, Shankini, Chapini, Bana, Bhushundi, Parighayudha, Saumya, Saumya, Tara, Sesha, Saumye, Vyastvati, Sundari, Para, Paranam, Paramatvameva, Parameshwari. Let us see this through two verses together. Khadgini, Shulini, Ghora, Gadini, Chakrini, Tatha, Shankhini, Chapini, Bana, Bhushundi, Parighayudha, Saumya, Saumya, Tara, Sesha, Saumye, Bhyastvati, Sundari, Para Paranam Paramatvameva Parameshwari. Now all Ikarantra Strilinga Shabdas are found in the first verse. Khadgini. Here Khadgaha means sword. Khadgaha, sword. Khadgini, she who is endowed with the sword. Devi is always personified. The formless power is personified as the one endowed with the sword. All the weapons presented as weapons of Devi stand for the laws which punish or bless the devotee in keeping with one's right and wrong actions, one's involvement in right and wrong actions. So Devi is said to be Sishta Rakshika. Bhagavan is said to be Sishta Rakshakaha, the protector of the disciplined and punisher of the indisciplined. The punisher of the wrongdoer, wicked. Dushta Nigraha, Sishta Rakshakaha. Or Sishta Anugraha. Bhagavan blesses the one who is righteous. Bhagavan punishes the wicked, wrongdoer. Therefore, then Devi is presented as the one endowed with weapons. Khadgini, she who is endowed with the khadgaha. Khadgaha asyaha asti iti khadgini. Next, shulini. Shulam. Shulam again means a weapon, another weapon. Shulam is actually trident. And she was endowed with the trident, Shulini. Shulatte Udayaval, Shulini. Then Ghora. Ghoraha, frightening. He. Ghora, frightening. She. Ghora. Bayatte Yerpuduttubaval. Bayapuduttubaval. Then Gadini. Gada, mace. Gadini, she who has gada, different weapons. Chakram, disc. Chakrini, she who has disc. Chakrini. Similarly, Shankini, Shankaha, conch. She who has conch is called a Shankini. Then Chapaha, bow. She who has bow is called Chapini. Chapini means villai endiyaval, villudayaval. Tatha, similarly, bana bushundi parigayuda. Banaha means arrow. Bushundi. That's another weapon. I think I told you the meaning of this bushundi in Dhyana Shloka. It has to come to my mind. Bana bushundi. Parigayuda.
You said
parigam is also another weapon. Parigam.
You said the crowbar for Bhushundi so many.
Yeah. And parigam. Parigam actually a stick. Parigam. And ayuda means weapon. She who's endowed with all these weapons is called Bana Bhushundi Parigayuda. Banam, Bushundi, Parigam, Mudali, Aydangale, Udayaval. She is endowed with all these weapons. She is called Bana Bushundi Parigayudha. Then, suddenly, we see her benign form. You have to see here in this verse, there is a dual portrayal of Devi. In this, mainly here we have to see the contrast of opposites. The contrast of opposites illustrate Shakti's all-inclusiveness. So contrast of opposites illustrate Devi's all-inclusiveness. And the same thing continues in this verse with an imagery of the horrific, frightening, and the benign. So there is a portrayal of a dual. Dual portrayal of both terrible, horrific, and beneficent Devi. It also, we can say, reflects the dualistic perception of the universe. Now comes Saumya. Saumya. Saumya means beautiful. She who is of the beauty. Saumyatara. Saumyatara, she who is more pleasant and beautiful. Then, Asesha Saumyebhyahatu Atisundari. Asesha means all, total. Saumyebhyaha, Saumya means beautiful, Saumyebhyaha means than all beautiful things. Among in all beautiful things, Ati Sundari, she is more beautiful, she is very beautiful among all the beautiful. It is the most beautiful the word most is not here. Ati means she's more. She is more beautiful among all the beautiful things, are more beautiful than other beautiful things. All beautiful things. Asesha saumyebhyah ati sundari. Saumyam itself means beautiful, pleasant, pleasing. So among or than all the beautiful things, she is more beautiful. Para paranam. See, paraha means all devas. Para means paraha. Paraha means superior being. Paraha here means all superior beings. Superior beings are devas. Who are the devas? Brahma, Indraha, Varunaha, all those devas. So celestial beings also you can say, all superior beings. So celestials and other devas are superior to the humans and other beings of this world. But she, Devi, is much more superior. Paranam para means she is more, he is exalted than the exalted. She is more exalted than the exalted. She is superior to all the superior beings. Then Parama, Para and Parama mean the same. But still one more letter comes, Parama. Parama here means Utkrishta, the most superior. So she is more superior, more exalted than the exalted beings, but she is the most superior, most exalted, Parama. Anitrakum melana shakti. Then Parama Ishwari Twameva. Because don't forget, Lord Brahma is addressing Devi. So you are the Parama Ishwari. Parama Ishwari means what? Parama Ishwaraha. Here, Lord is the superior to everything here. Parama Ishwaraha, the Lord of everything. And you are Parama Ishwari. You are the wife of the exalted Lord, we can say, or you are the exalted Lord. You are Parameshwari, which means there's none who is superior to you. You are the most superior. You are the most exalted. Parameshwari, Parama, Paranam, Para, Atis, Asesha, Saumyebhyatu, Atisundari, Saumyatara, Saumya. All these words. Initially, we see Devi being presented with all weapons. So here, we have to understand the weapons, all the weapons mentioned here. Devi is said to be endowed with the weapons. And these weapons mentioned here are the earlier mentioned in the earlier chapter sections also. So these, which means Devi's, who's endowed with the weapons, symbolizes, Devi endowed with weapons symbolizes her own, the power of destruction and the dread she inspires. And here same verse we see also in the following verse we see the consisting of words of praise revealing Devi's surpassing limitless physical beauty. So like this, with all contrasts, you see, all contrasts imply the totality. At the same time, Devi is beyond both. Devi is beyond both. So So she is the absolute Parama. So Parama also implies Devi is of the, Devi is the omnipotent power. She is the omnipotence of Lord Shiva. Or omnipotence with the nature of reality. Inseparable power of reality. Okay, now we next ones. Yasya king yachya kinchit kvachidvastu sadasadvakhilatmike. Yachya kinchit kvachidvastu sadasadvakhilatmike. Is the best way of understanding the unmanifest power of reality. Beautiful verses. Yachya kinchit kvachidvastu sadasadvakhilatmike. Tasya sarvasya ya shakti sattvam kim stuyase tada. Yachya kinchit kvachidvastu sadasadvakhilatmike. Tasya sarvasya ya shakti sattvam kim stuyase tada. So here Brahmaji is addressing Devi. Don't forget, he directly addressing second person. That's why he is addressing in this verse. Yachya kinchit kvachid vastu sad asad akhila atmike. Avagraha is there. Akhilatmike. Devi is akhilatmika. Akhilam means all. Atmakaha in the form of. Atmikaha, atmika, feminine gender. Atmakaha, masculine gender. Akhila atmakaha. Bhagavan means what? Bhagavan is in the form of entire universe. Akhilam means the universe in its entirety, totality is said to be Akhilam. Akhilatmakaha means one who is in the form of the entire universe. But feminine gender is what? Akhilatmika. Atmakaha, masculine. Atmika, feminine. Devi alone is in the form of the entire universe. Akhilatmika. Akhilamahavum irukkinraval. Akhilatmika. Means Jaganmaya, same meaning. Okay. Then, yachya kinchit kvachid. There, kvachit. Sat. Sat means existent. Existence is sat. Sat stands for eternal reality. Asat. Asat stands for mithya. So, you can say eternal and ephemeral. Eternal and time bound. So, nitya, anitya. Sat is equal to nitya. Asat is equal to anitya. Kvachit sat means, kvachit means whatever timeless thing is here. You can say sat means existent, asat also means non-exist, the mithya thing. So whatever is eternal and time-bound here, vastu, vastu means substance. Whatever is eternal substance and whatever is mithya substance, mithya here, tasya sarvasya of all that, yatucha kinchit, yatucha kinchit, kvachit vastu, sat asat va akhilatmike. So whatever in this universe is timeless and what is time bound, nityam and anityam, timeless substance and time bound mithya things, tasya sarvasya of everything, Ya Shaktihi, whatever power is there. Sa Tvam, you are that power. O Devi, you are the power of everything that is here, whatever power is here of anything which is time bound or timeless, whatever power is there of exist the time bound and the timeless, all that power is you. You are that power. Therefore, you are of abundance of power. You are of absolute power. You are of eternal power. Because you are the only power of power obtaining in the form of power of anything which is time bound and timeless. Therefore, tada kim stuyase. Stuyase means are glorified. The word kim actually is a akshepaarthe prashnaha. O Devi, kim stuyase, how is it possible? Kim, even though literally it means what implies is, how is it possible for me to praise you? How is it possible for you to be praised by me, who is of very little power, and to praise you, who is of the absolute power, the power of everything? What he says, it is not possible for me to, who is of very little power, to praise thee, who is of all power. So, what means Devi's power is incomparable, unequaled power. It's very important to understand this one small fact here. What is important in this lesson? Devi is of incomparable power because she is said to, she is known as the one who subdues even Vishnu. She is said to be subduing even Lord Vishnu. Because Lord Vishnu is what? The one who protects. And there you have to see the Lord Vishnu who, there's a creation, there's a protection and resolution of the world. Therefore, the Lord Vishnu himself is of three functions: creation, sustenance and resolution. The Lord Vishnu, who is with three functions of creation, sustenance and resolution, is actually divided between Lord Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. The three functions of Lord Vishnu are divided among the Trinity, Brahma, Vishnu and Shiva. But here, so the idea of Vishnu's supremacy also in the goes. So Devi has power over Vishnu. Why? Because she is in the very sleep. You know? So Devi actually has power over Vishnu in the form of his own sleep. And therefore, Devi is said to, even what now, say Devi is the cause of Brahma also. So her she's highly glorious that Brahma, Lord Brahma has to ask her three times. So Brahma is telling now, is it possible at all for him to praise her?
Yaya Tvaya Jagat Srashta Jagat Patyatiyo Jagat. Yaya Tvaya Jagat Srashta Jagat Patyatiyo Jagat.
Little, if you can tolerate, stand, you would have very good lessons later on.
யயா த்வயா ஜகத் ஸ்ரஷ்டா ஜகத் பாத்யத்யோ ஜகத் சோபி நித்ராவசம் நீத கஸ்த்வாம் ஸ்தோத்துமிஹேஸ்வரஹ. சோ யயா த்வயா ஜகத் ஸ்ரஷ்டா ஜகத் ஜகத் யயா த்வயா ஜகத் ஸ்ரஷ்டா ஜகத் பாத்யத்யோ ஜகத் ஜகத் பாத்தாத்யோ ஜகத். சோ யயா த்வயா ஜகத் ஸ்ரஷ்டா பை விச் யூ ஜகத் ஸ்ரஷ்டா. ஜகத் ஸ்ரஷ்டா மீன்ஸ் கிரியேட்டர் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ். ஜகத் பாத்தி அத்தி ஜகத் பாத்தி ஜகத் ஸ்ரஷ்டா கிரியேட்டர் ஆஃப் த யூனிவர்ஸ். ஜகத் பாத்தி protector of the universe. Jagat Atti, the one who destroys the universe. The protector of the universe, protector of the universe and destroyer of the universe. Jagat Srashta, Jagat Pata, Jagat Atti or Jagat Pati, Jagat Atti. Protects the Jagat and destroys Jagat also. Who? Yaha, the Lord, that Lord. Yaha Jagat Atti, Yaha Jagat Pati, Yaha Jagat Srashta. The one who creates the universe, the one who protects the universe, and one who destroys the universe. That Lord is Lord Vishnu, but the same Lord is given other two names also because of three different functions as Vishnu, Shiva and Brahma. Anyway, it is that Lord. Saha Api, that Lord also Nidravasham Neetaha. That Lord has been made to sleep because by you, oh Devi. It is you who has put even Bhagavan to sleep. Bhagavan has fallen asleep. Why? Bhagavan is fast asleep. You have made Nidravasham Neetaha. No? It means you have been, I mean, he has been taken to sleep. Nidravasham Neetaha. Nidravasham Neetam, he is now under the spell of sleep. Lord has been taken under the spell of sleep. Why? Which Lord? The Lord Yaha Pati, Yaha Atti, Yaha Srashta. Jagat Srashta, Jagat Pati, Jagat Atti. One who creates, the creator of the universe, who protector of the universe, protects the universe, who resolves the universe, that Lord has been taken under the spell of sleep, no, by you. He says, Kaha Tvam Stotum Iha Ishwaraha. So Ishwaraha means who is capable. Iha, here, Kaha, who, Ishwaraha, don't take it as Lord, capable, Samarthaha, Tvam Stotum, who is here, who is capable of praising you. யாருக்கு உண்மை இப்பொழுது புகழ முடியும், ஸ்துதிக்க முடியும்? பிகாஸ் யுவர் பவர் இஸ் இன் அன்சர்பாசபிள் கிரே க்ளோரி, இம்மெஷரபிள் க்ளோரி. தேர்ஃபோர் ஹூ கேன், சோ ஹூ இஸ் ஹியர் டு பிரைஸ் யூ? ஹூ இஸ் ஹியர் டு பிரைஸ் யூ மீன்ஸ் வாட்? ஹூ இஸ் கேப்பபிள் இன் திஸ் வேர்ல்ட் டு பிரைஸ் தை க்ளோரி? They must be, the person who is capable of glorifying Devi must be equally glorious. He can't praise that person. Who can glorify? You know, because you have, why you are highly glorified, your glory is incomparable glory. Because the Lord Vishnu, who alone is the creator, sustainer and the protector of the world, who alone has other two names also, that Lord himself has been taken in what? Taken, made, taken under spell of sleep. Nidravasham Neetaha Saha Api. Avarum Tukatrik Aitu Challa Patula. Kaha Tvam Stotmiha Arhasi Arhati. Who is capable of praising you now? This is the question. Vishnu Sharira Grahanam. Are you all following? Okay. You're able to follow the verses, not difficult, isn't it? Yeah. Vishnu Sharira Grahanam Ahamishana Evacha. Vishnu Sharira Grahanam Ahamishana Evacha. Karitaste Yatotastvam Kastotam Shaktiman Bhavet. Vishnu Sharira Grahanam Ahamishana Evacha. Karitaste Yatotastvam Kastotam Shaktiman Bhavet. See, and in the verse number before 82, he said, who can praise you? In 83, he says, who can praise you? 84, he says, who can praise you? What does it mean? Nobody is capable of praising thy glories because you are too highly glorious. And whoever wants to praise you is too small to glorify the omnipotent Devi. So he says, Vishnuhu Sharira Grahanam Ahamishana Evacha. He says, Vishnuhu, the Lord Vishnu, and Brahma says, Aham, I. Nanum Vishnuvum. Aham Vishnuhu. Brahma is telling Devi, Aham Vishnuhu. Cha. Na, I and Vishnu. Okay, we both. Ishanaha and Shiva. Vishnuhu, Aham, Ishanaha means Brahma, Vishnu, Brahma and Shiva. Ishanaha means Lord Shiva. Aham means Brahma. Vishnuhu means Lord Vishnu. Three of us, okay. Yevacha, all three of us and all three of us also. Te Sharira Grahanam. Sharira Grahanam Karitaha. We were made to assume bodies. Udambai Udayavargalaga Seyyappattom. See, I could not escape. I have subtle form. Lord Vishnu has gross form. Lord Shiva also has a much subtler unmanifest form. Lord Shiva has unmanifest, imperceptible form. I'm imperceptible but subtle form. And Lord Vishnu has perceptible form. So Lord Vishnu, Vishnuhu, Aham, Ishanaha, Evacha, all three of us, Sharira Grahanam Karitaha. Te means Twaya by you. O Devi, because of you, we were made to have forms, made to assume bodies. Udambai Udaivargalaga Seyyappattom. Sharira Grahanam Karitaha means we were. All three of us were made, Karitaha, were made to be having bodies. Now, Yataha Atatvam Stotum Kaha Shaktiman Bhavet. Therefore, who is capable of, Kaha Shaktiman, who is capable, Shaktiman means Shakti Udayavar. Kaha Shaktiman Bhavet, who will be, Bhavet means Bhavati, Bhavishyati. Who is here, Shaktiman, who is capable here to praise you, Tvam Stotum? Why nobody is here to praise you? Nobody is capable of praising you because you made us, three of us, you know, you made three of us have bodies. All three of us have bodies now. I have subtle body. And Vishnu has gross body and Lord Shiva has unmanifest form. All three of us have form. Okay. Vishnu Sharira Grahanam Ahamishana Evacha Karitaste Yatotastvam Kastotum Shaktiman Bhavet. Beautiful. Got it now? You made three of us. Aham. Vishnuhu, Ishanaha, Shairagrahanam, Evacha, Te Shairagrahanam Karitaha. Te means Ummal, Nangal, Muvarum, Udambai, Udevarakalaga, Sayyappattom. Okay. The body which is the cause for having the sense of belonging. We have the bodies and which is the cause of sense of possession. Which is the cause of the origination of sense of possession. I'm adding it, okay? Now, sattvamittham, sattvamittham prabhavaihi svairudarair devi samstuta. Sattvamittham prabhavaihi svairudarair devi samstuta. Mohayaitau duradarsha vasurau madhukaitabhau. Sattvamittham prabhavai svairudarair devi samstuta. Mohayaitau duradarsha vasurau madhukaitabhau. Prabodhancha jagatswami niyata amachyuto laghu. Bodhaschakriyatamasya hantumetau mahasurau. Always so much of Devi, continuously he praised Devi one by one, so many verses of praise, and finally he stops praising, slowly he has to reveal his obligation, favor. What is the favor he expects from Devi that he has to tell slowly? Praise and praise and praise and please the person, then put your appeal. Okay, what he wants, he says, Sattvam sachad you appadipatta nee appadipattavalagiya nee sattvam o devi, you are such devi, you are of such glory, such glorious devi, o devi who is of such great glory. Ittam prabhavaihi, prabhavaihi means what? Ittam in this manner, ittam in this manner. Prabhavaihi swaihi, you have to break it. Sa tvam ittam prabhavaihi swaihi. Swaihi prabhavaihi means, swaihi means one's own. So prabhavena swaihi prabhavaihi. In this manner, being endowed with your own glories, prabhavaihi, swaihi prabhavaihi, and ordinary glories, udaraihi, swaihi, prabhavaihi, by your own highly exalted glories, by your own highly praiseworthy glories, swaihi, udaraihi, prabhavaihi, means Devi, உம்முடையதேயான மிகவும் மேலான சிறப்புமிக்க மகிமைகளினாலே, பை யுவர் ஓன் ஹைலி எக்ஸால்டட் குளோரிஸ், தேவி சம்ஸ்துதா, யூ ஹாவ் பீன் குளோரிஃபைட் ஓ தேவி, இன் திஸ் மேனர் யூ ஹாவ் பீன் குளோரிஃபைட் பை மீ, சம்ஸ்துதா, யூ ஆர் குளோரிஃபைட் பை மீ. How glorified by me with highly exalted glories of your own. It means I have glorified you with all your great glories. And he says, now, mohayaitau duradarshau asurau madhukaitabau. Now he says, mohayaitau means what? Mohayaitau means mohaya. Mohaya, imperative verb. Mohayaitau. Mohaya plus etau. Mohayaitau. Vriddhi sandhi. Mohaya plus etau. Mohayaitau. Etau means what? These two. These two. Etau, these two. Mohaya, who are these two? Etau, duradarshau. Duradarshau means wicked. Duradarshaha, one word, wicked. Duradarshau, dual. These two wicked demons Who are they? Madhu, Kaitabo, Asurav. These two wicked demons, Madhu and Kaitaba. Yetau, Duradarshau, Asurav, Madhu, Kaitabo. Duradarshavasurav, Ayavayavasandhi. Yetau, Duradarshau, Asurav, Madhu, Kaitabo. Nice way of practicing dual. These two wicked demons, Madhu and Kaitabha. What should you do? Mohaya. It's an objective case. Yetau, Duradarshau, Asurav, Madhu, Kaitabha, nominative and objective, same case only. But here, objective case. Why? She's asking, please delude them. Mohaya. Mohaya, Yetau. Delude these two wicked demons, Madhu and Kaitabha. O Devi, why do please do delude these two fellows, wicked demons? Mohaya means they should not have Viveka. Okay? Delude the means please make them indiscriminate. Make them avivekis. They should not have Vivekaha. Make them avivekis, delude them. Now Vishnu, he says what? O Devi, I have glorified you. I praised you. And with the other that too, all genuinely your own glories. Swaihi Uda. And then they're all very highly exalted glories. So Udaraihi, Swaihi, Prabhavaihi. Devi, you have been in this manner praised by me. And now my request, please listen to my request. Please delude, make these two wicked demons, Madhu and Kaitabha, avivekis. Okay. Then, Prabodhancha Jagat Swami Niya. I'm going to stop here. Prabodhancha Jagat Swami Niyata Amachyuto Laghu. Bodhascha kriyatamasya hantu metau mahasurau. Prabodhancha jagat swami niyata amachyuto laghu. Bodhascha kriyatamasya hantu metau mahasurau. She is telling achyutaha. Achyutaha means Lord Vishnu. Who is Lord Achyutaha? Jagat Swami. Jagat Swami means the Lord of the entire universe. Jagat Swami Vishnu. Jagat Swami Achyutaha. The Lord Vishnu, the Lord of the universe. You know, Laghu. Laghu little, means little, but here Laghu should be taken as Shigram. Laghu should be taken as Shigram. Shigram means quickly. Prabodham Niyatam. Prabodham Niyatam means may Lord Vishnu, the Achyutaha, the Lord of the world, be brought to, may he be woken up. Prabodham Niyatam means may he be brought to waking up, means may he be woken up. Vipinai adayap, our may he be brought to consciousness. May he be brought to consciousness. May he be brought, led to awareness. It means may he be woken up. Means may Devi see that the Lord Vishnu wakes up soon. Lord Vishnu wakes up soon. Why? Yeto Mahasurau Hantum. In order to kill these two great demons, in order to kill these two demons, Asya Bodha Cha Kriyatam. So let him be made aware that he, to kill these two, means let him be blessed with the knowledge to kill these two demons. May he be given may he be given the knowledge to kill these two demons. Exactly is a translation. Bodha kriyatam means the knowledge be made for him, given. So what she says, O Devi, please let this Lord Vishnu wake up and thereby let him kill these two demons, for which he must be brought to awareness. Now he's asleep. He must be brought to consciousness. He must be brought back to knowledge. Only then he can function. Then he can destroy these two demons. Is the prayer. Prabho Jagat Swami Achyutaha Prabodham Niyatam Asya Yetu Mahasuro Hantum Prabodaha Kriyatam. All passive voice sentences, imperative passive voice sentences. What means is, may he be woken up. So may you see that Lord Vishnu wakes up and kills these two demons. With this ends the Devi's, Lord Brahma's prayer and the praise of Lord Brahma and the prayer to Lord Brahma. Here ends Lord Brahma's prayer to Devi along with the long praise of Devi. Always prayer should follow the praise. Learn the secret. Prayer should follow the praise. If the prayer has to be effective, prayer should follow the glorification. What should precede? What should follow? As soon as you see Bhagavan, don't ask. He'll be tired. Always glorify, praise, then pray. So praising is called worship. Praying is called asking. Prabodhanja Jagat Swami Niyata Amachyuto Lagu Bodas Chakriya Tamasya Hantumeto Mahasurau. Now we'll see Rishirvacha story tomorrow. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.